You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, you may have heard this piece of career advice at some point. Follow your passion. We'll hear some pushback to that idea, saying it doesn't really lead to happiness or to success. Now, the Canoe-mobile is in Milwaukee this week. It's not a giant canoe with an engine and wheels. It's a fleet of vans carrying six 10-person canoes, along with outdoor equipment, educational materials, and teachers. The program is put on by a nonprofit group called Wilderness Inquiry, and they're out on Lake Michigan to give kids a free learning experience out in nature and on the water. Tonight, they're out on Lakeshore State Park until 7 p.m. On Friday, they'll be at the Jackson Park Pond from 4 to 7. Willie Tully is the Development Director for Wilderness Inquiry. Willie, welcome to Central Time.
Rob, thank you. So happy to be here.
How does the Canoe-mobile program work?
Yeah, so in the physical sense, Wilderness Inquiry's Canoe-mobile is a van and a trailer and six canoes, as you said, and seven of our trained outdoor leaders who fan out across the country. We send our rig, Canoe-mobile rigs, coast to coast, and we're in Milwaukee this week. And we work with national partners and local partners to connect kids and families to educational and recreational programming on local waterways. So this week, we're bringing kids from Milwaukee out to Lakeshore State Park and Jackson Park and Lincoln Park as well to learn and paddle and explore with us and mostly to have some fun.
And that's the what. How about the why?
Yeah. So, you know, the connections to the outdoors, especially the last couple of years, have been shown to be as important as ever. Bringing people together in the outdoors, strengthening community, but also, you know, the outdoors provide so many mental and physical health benefits, support the academic well-being of students, as well as social emotional development. And so for us, it's really about, you know, how can we bring kids together? How can we connect them to supportive adults? Through recreational activities that include canoeing and exploring in local parks. So it really is a way that we can invest in the healthy development of kids and families.
I know some of the target audience here is going to be kids who have maybe never been out on a boat. Can you talk about the sort of the boot camp to get them ready and out on the water?
Absolutely. So 80% of the kids that join us to paddle have never been in a canoe. So this is a first time experience. It can be a little bit of a scary experience. Our staff are highly trained and safety is our number one priority. So we have all of the supportive equipment needed. Our 20-foot, 4-foot, 10-person canoes are almost untippable. We bring these big boats out
and
film.
I'm not great at it.
It's a challenge. But you know, for us, it's, you know, the kids go out maybe a little bit tentative, and but we really work. We support them. We take them out, and then when they get back to land, they have big smiles and you know, lots of high fives.
What are you hoping happens after you visit a city, say Milwaukee in this instance? What are you hoping goes on with the kids who participate and the groups you work with in the community?
That's such an awesome question. Yeah, Canoe-mobile is our program, our introductory program that we hope plants the seed for future engagement. So we also, Wilderness Inquiry has a number of programs that then builds from that initial experience. Overnight trips to local parks or extended trips to national forests and national parks. We have a base camp up in the Apostle Islands. And so we bring groups from the Milwaukee area up there to deepen that engagement and experience. And you know, that model follows what we call our pyramid of engagement that is really about how can we invest in healthy development of kids, but then also, you know, build lifelong lovers and users of our outdoor places.
Who are the partners you're working with on this Wisconsin trip?
Yeah, so we work with both local and federal partners. So some of our funders for this are the Bureau of Land Management and the U.S. Forest Service. We're also working with Wisconsin DNR, Lakeshore State Park, River Edge Nature Center, Milwaukee River Keepers, as well as a number of schools and youth-serving organizations as well that help connect us to kids and families.
Now, of course, you can't make it to every community. Can you leave us with some thoughts for people wherever they might be to try to find opportunities like this to connect kids with the outdoors?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, for those that want to follow along with the Canoe-mobile, you can go to canoemobile.org and check us out. But, you know, for us, the outdoors can be right in your backyard. We have parks, we have waterways, we have trails, and it doesn't need to mean going miles and miles from home. You can engage in nature right in your own backyard. And that's really a great starting point. And So many of the benefits that have been shown to derive from engagement in nature can happen in your backyard or can happen on an adventure a little bit further afield. So we really encourage everyone to get outside.
Willie, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.
That's Willie Tully, Development Director for Wilderness Inquiry, with us today to share more about an outdoor education program. It's visiting Milwaukee and Lake Michigan this week called Canoe-mobile. They'll be at Lakeshore Park tonight until 7 p.m., and they'll be at the Jackson Park Pond on Friday from 4 to 7 p.m.